His word is powerful this morning. Amen. The Bible said sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. I want to look in Hebrews in the second chapter, and I want to take some verses of scripture from that second chapter there, and the reading of God's word. Amen. The Bible says in verse 1 of chapter 2, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have learned, we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in ever transgression and disobedient, received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began at spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Amen. Now, here we notice this thought. Amen. Lest we would allow or let them slip. I'm reminded how God, over in the Old Testament, he reminded the children of God time and time again. Amen. Lest you forget. Amen. God reminded them where he had brought them from, the bondage that they was in and the turmoil they was in. Amen. In Egypt, and God had delivered them, and there they was in the wilderness just to murmur and complain, but God would keep going back and reminding them. Amen. And showing them and directing them. Amen. And so continuously we seem to be a people that need to be reminded. Amen. Lest we forget. Amen. And one of the things I've seen in my years of ministering, and the thing I see in the church world today, is a spirit of complacency. Amen. We have watched everything in the world replace God. Amen. We've made so many of the services until they are like a show or something another. Amen. A lot of folks said we shouldn't even call a singing a showcase. But anyway, it's a showcase of singing. But so much of the time, we've actually made the house of God. Amen. And God said he made it of the washing of the pots and pans. Amen. And he said it's come to the point that it's of non-effect. Amen. But I believe in the old time worship. The Bible says the true worshiper will worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. The true worshiper. Amen. And ask yourself this morning, are you a true worshiper? Amen. Amen. Now God seeks this kind to worship him. Amen. If you can understand the nature of God, God is God. And God desires to have fellowship with man. God desires to be praised and glory to be given unto him. Amen. Somebody said, well, what gives him that right? Because he's God. Amen. He owns the place. The fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, all the gold, all the silver, all the hills. He owns the cows on 1,000 hills and the hills with under them. He owns it all. The air we breathe and everything. God so owns it all. He has that right and that privilege. And he desires a people that he can have fellowship with. And he desires a people that will praise him. Amen. I've watched people in my ministry. I've watched people that made more mistakes. And I mean, they were stumbling around all the time. But they had a heart in them, amen, and they were sorry for their mistakes, and they worshiped, and they wept before God, and they cried, and they prayed before God, and God kept getting them up, and getting them up, and getting them up, and he kept working with them, and he kept dealing with them, because they had that nature within them, amen, to keep going back to God and say, God, help me, I need your help. I am weak, and thou art strong, amen. You don't get nowhere with God with a boastful attitude, amen. You don't get nowhere with God. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other. Amen? You don't get nowhere. But if you go before God broken, humble, and of a contrite spirit before God, amen, obedient to his voice and willing to listen to him, willing to walk with him, willing to bow down before him, willing to lift up holy hands before him, then God can work with you. Amen. God can do a wonder in your life. Amen. If you will let God, amen, be in control, amen, and you got to give him number one position, and when you give him number one position, he'll take control, and things just go better. What was they used to say? Things went better with Coke? I don't think so. I think things go better with God, amen. Things go better with God, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is able to do that exceedingly above all we ask or think, according to the power of God that's working within us, amen. Glory to God. Amen. And when we give God, amen, he said, I will supply all of your needs by my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. We have living in a world that, amen, they've used everything in the world to substitute from going to God. Amen. Amen. Well, take a pill. I said it last night in the meeting. What they say, 95% of all medicines are took by American people that are produced in the world. Amen. And of tranquilizers, amen. People live on tranquilizers. You don't need nothing but Jesus. You don't need nothing but the power of God. You don't need nothing but an old-fashioned move of God. Amen. 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 But in most churches today, they wouldn't know what it is. Amen. I've seen the Holy Ghost got to moving here a little bit last night. A few folks got to talking in tongues here and there. Amen. Amen. You thought some of them were going to twist their neck off. Amen. Amen. It's called a spirit of complacency. Amen. You've let other things become priority in your life other than the worship of a true God. Amen. Glory to God. A lady said to me one day, she said, well, ma'am, sir, it just involves a principle. I said, this whole thing's about a principle. I said, that's the reason I got up out of the bed this morning is because of a principle. I'm born to serve God. Amen. I'm called to serve God. I'm called to glorify his name. I'm called, amen. I've heard people say, well, there ain't nothing I can do. Amen. I want to tell you something. There is something you can do. You can just throw up your hands and give God the glory and praise. Amen. Amen. When the doctor comes giving you the bad report, you can just throw up your hands. Amen. And say, okay, Lord, it's your ball game. I've come to realize there's a lot of things I can't do nothing about. But there's one thing I can do. I can glorify God. Amen. There's a lot of things I can't change. Amen. But there's one thing I can do. I can glorify the one that can change all things. The one that does not change but has the ability to change all things. He can fix what you can't fix. Amen. As that brother says, amen, he sings that song, amen. God's going to turn this thing around, and he comes out in the middle of it and says, yes, God can even unscramble scrambled eggs. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, take your problem to God. Take your sickness to God. Take your finances to God. Take your job situation to God. Take it all to God, and then just stop. Amen. And praise and glorify God and say, God, amen, I'm going to let you be in control. God, I've made a pretty fire mess of it up to now. And God, if you'll take the lead, I'll follow. Amen. I'm going to throw up my hands and I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to glorify and magnify your name. But he said, lest you forget these things, I'm going to ask you. See, the children of Israel, he reminded them. Where did they come from? Amen. See, he kept reminding them. Not to rub it in their nose. Amen. But so they would be remindful of the bondage they come out of. I mean, we just old sinners saved by grace. Amen. We just, listen, we're just on our way to hell. And he picked us up. Amen. What is that Psalms? Amen. Psalms 103, I believe it is. Bless the Lord. Amen. O my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Amen. Forget. Amen. Forget not all his benefits. First of all, we're saved by his grace. Washed in his blood. By his stripes, 39, 40 save one, we've been healed. He paid the redemption price. He became the propitiation, the price paid for sin. Amen. He hung on the cross when we should have been crucified. Amen. Amen. They put him in a barred tomb, and he stepped out with victory. Amen. He stepped out with victory. Death, hell, and the grave. Death couldn't sting him. Hell couldn't possess him. And the grave couldn't entomb him. Amen. And he stepped out in victory. And he rose on the third day. Amen. Set the captives free. Amen. Delivered up all the Old Testament saints before the Father. Amen. And now we await to see, amen, the resurrection of the saints. Amen. Glory to God. For the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Amen. Well, when we heard the story the first time, we was excited we could jump the pew. Amen. Now a lot of folks are comfortable sleeping on them. Amen. Same pew they used to jump, now they sleep on them. Amen. We need to be stared in our hearts and soul. We need to go back and be reminded lest we forget. Amen. Glory to God. Jeremiah come to a place, he said, I've told him so many times, I'm not going to tell him anymore, but there was a fire shut up in his bones, and he could not stay. He had to cry aloud and spare not. Amen. Within the prophets of old, as they lifted their voice like a trumpet, and they cried aloud and spare not. Amen. Isaiah, after he was touched with a coal off the altar of God, he said, how long, God, do you want me to tell him? And the word of God said, unto the land become utterly desolate. Glory to God. Tell them, and tell them again. Amen. Lest they forget. We're so human, and we're so easy to forget. Amen. Remember where God brought us from. Remember the time that we was down in the times, amen, they'd count us out, but God come busting through just in time. Amen. We need to remember. We need not to forget his benefits. Who forgiveth all, amen, thou iniquity. Who healeth all thou diseases, amen. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving, amen, kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things. So that thou youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Glory to God. This is the promise of the word of God. Amen. Amen. We need to keep telling it and tell it and tell it and tell it and tell it till it never runs out. Amen. Glory to God. For he is the one the Bible said, amen, in Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 25, he goes on to say, and gave himself for it. Amen. Bible said, he said, he loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, amen, or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. That's the power of the word of God. That's God being real to us. Amen. That's God fulfilling what he said he would do. Amen. Amen. Remember, he purchased this thing. Amen. It wasn't but the traditions of the elders. Amen. Man is so easy to get stuck in the rut of tradition. Amen. I heard somebody say today, he seen somebody that it decorated their front yard and had lights on it like Christmas time and had bunnies out there on it, you know. Tradition, amen. I cannot figure what a bunny has to do with Easter, amen. It blows my mind, amen. But see, it's a tradition, amen. It's like a Christmas tree. Amen. God said, that's just the heathens. Don't worry, they won't hurt you. They're harmless. Amen. 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 We are of the lineage of Jesus Christ. We are of the inheritance of the royal priesthood. Amen. And we are a chosen generation, called out and separated of a royal priesthood. We're not of the traditions of this world. Amen. We should never have a ritual of a program. Amen. When God told me, he said, well, Brother Gold, he said, you do things kind of out of order. I said, what's that? He said, well, sometimes in your meeting, sometimes you preach, and sometimes you don't, sometimes you sing, and sometimes you do this, and sometimes you do that. I said, well, at least the devil don't know what I'm going to do, does he? Amen. I mean, the devil knows what most churches are going to do. He knows when to go in, what to do, and he knows how to put a lid on it. Amen. But see, in the Holy Ghost, he moves and operates the gift as he wills, as he chooses to. It's exciting being in the presence of the Lord. It's not humdrum. It's not a ritual. It's not a tradition. It's not like washing the pots and pans, all right? How many of y'all ladies love and enjoy washing the pots and pans? Despise it, don't you? Amen. Some of them get thrown away. Oh, that's too bad. Honey, you'll have to buy me a new pot. That's too bad to scrub up. Throw that out. Amen. Anybody ever done that? Amen. Yeah, that's too bad. We are going to scrub that one. Oh, amen. I can just see some, oh, goody, goody, honey, hurry up, need. I want to wash them pots and pans. I just can't wait. Amen. Nobody likes tradition, and God don't like it. Why in the world do we stoop ourselves and bathe ourselves in the ignorance of traditions? Amen. Amen. Come on. We don't like it. Amen. But we get in those ruts. I try not to never do the same thing twice. Amen. Well, I always eat this. Well, maybe I'll try something else. You might like it. Amen. Well, I always do this. Well, you'll try something else. You might like it. Variety is the spice of life.
Yes, it is.
Amen. 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 Don't get stuck in a rut, is what I'm trying to say. Don't let your physical life get in or stuck in a rut, because that'll splash over and carry over in your spiritual life. And if you let your physical life get in a rut, amen, you will find out that your spiritual life before long gets in a rut. Do some things spontaneous.
Amen.
Woo! Just get right in the midst of a service because you want to. Well, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I know a lot of churches throw you out, but that'd probably be a blessing in the long run. A lot of folks need to get thrown out. Amen. You know, when they throwed that blind boy out, amen, Jesus come looking for him. Amen. A lot of folks, you ain't going to never convince them the dead mess they're in till somebody, amen, throws them out. And they have to do something about it because they'll just sit right there in that rut. Amen. And you know what a rut is? A rut, amen. A rut is a forerunner of a grave. Amen. A rut, amen. A grave, a casket is just a rut that's had the ends boxed in. Amen. And if the devil can get you in a rut, if he can get you hung in a tradition, he's got you right. What was it? Amen. What was that guy that pulled down them two big pillars? Samson? Was it Samson? Had all that strength. He got to messing with Delilah and lost his strength. Amen. They cut his hair out and plucked his eyes out. Amen. See, they blinded him and they bound him. Amen. And then they had him down on the grinding wheel. And that's what the devil wants to do to you. He wants to come along and blind you. He wants to bind you. And he wants to grind you. Amen. And sit back and laugh at you if you please. But listen, amen, amen. If you recognize, hey, look what God's done for me. I'm free, you know. I had a heart attack one time, and they told me later it had scars from it, amen. I was 30-some years old, amen. It took me 6 months to get my strength back. I kept preaching and kept going, amen. But I seen myself dying. Amen. And I was thinking, I was laying there, and it's like I couldn't do that. And there's a pain went in my chest, and it's like I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. And all of a sudden, I got just a little twinge of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I come plumb up on my feet, out over the foot of the bed, covers and all, standing up in the floor, and took off running up the street. Tore out the front door. Amen. Thought come to me, if I could run, I ain't dying. Amen. And like a good friend of mine, he was going to a crusade, and the devil told him, said, you don't go. If you go, you'll have a heart attack. He said he was going up the road, spotted out, amen, a rock, pulled off the side of the road, and spotted out a little rock laying up on the side of the road, just kind of as a point of reference. And he said, if I can run up there and run back, amen, then I'll know I'm not having a heart attack. The devil told him, you go, you'll have a heart attack. You're having a heart attack. He said his chest got to hurting him, throbbing and paining, and the thought come to him, if I can run up there to that point and run back. He said he lit out of that car, run up the side of the road, amen. Come back and got in his car, started the motor, and went on up the road, amen, and hadn't seen that devil since. Amen. A lot of time, if you get in a rut and you listen to the devil, you listen to everything the devil and the garbage the devil's phoning, and he's telling you, amen, the devil's telling you it's hopeless, it's endless, amen, you ain't nothing, amen. He is the accuser of the brethren. Somebody say it, both day and night. But God is the deliverer. Amen. Put your teeth in the message of God's word. He said, lest you forget or lest you let these things slip. Well, I said, well, bless God back in the good old days. Amen. People, oh, Lord, they turn the television on and they see some of these gimmick preachers that's using the imitation of the Holy Ghost as a gimmick to get people to send them money. And I said, my land, 35, 40 years ago. Amen. Amen. I've seen God move like that, and God's still moving. What the problem is, we have so many people that's filled up with complacency that they won't take time to glorify God. They won't take time to praise God. They won't take time to worship God. Amen. And that's the reason, amen. That's the reason, let me tell you, the most crowded place in town is the doctor's office. Hello. Amen. You know I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Well, I've got to do this because this is what my doctor said. Amen. I hate to say it, but a great majority of the doctors, amen, I forgot more about how to treat somebody than they know. Amen. And I don't even have a license. But good old plain practical sense tells you some of the ignorant diagnoses they made that they don't know what they're talking about. Amen. Thank God for good ones. Amen. But most of them is more interested in how much they can put in the bank. Amen. How much they can put in their 401k plan or whatever kind of plan they got. How much they can invest. Amen. And they've got connected up with the drug companies. Amen. Amen. And the hullabaloo in this country is a stench in the nostrils of God. We need to go back and remember, lest we forget the things that God has done for America, that he's done for us individually and collectively. Somebody shout glory. Amen. Amen. Some people said, Brother Gold, you are hard. Well, the Bible said Jesus. His disciples looked up at him and said, Master, woo, this is a hard thing. He said, who in the world can hear it? Jesus said, well, you go away also. Amen. You know what he told me by the word of God? He said, if this judgment we talking about, verse 17 of 1 Peter chapter 4, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Amen. He goes on to say, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be to them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? We need to be reminded, folks. Amen. Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Bible says, amen, he's the Lord thou God. Malachi recorded these words of saying, which changeth not. Amen. People said, well, God used to work miracles. Same God's willing to work miracles. We just got to throw up our hands and give it to God. We got to be willing, amen, to endure. I'm telling you today, if you've got an experience that has no commitment, no suffering, and no sacrifice, you've not got the salvation that this book teaches about. We've had all the Johnny-come-lately preachers come and say, oh, if you'll give $1,000 to my ministry, you're going to step out with diamond rings and a new Cadillac and a luxury suit, and everything's going to be rosy. Just keep the money rolling. We've got the name it and claim it, the grab it and blab it generation. Amen. And I guess the world says the baby boomers, well, most of the baby boomers got in on the grab it and the grab it and name it, claim it, grab it and blab it. Amen. If you say it, you got it. Amen. Walking around in their ignorance saying, oh, I've got great miracles. I've got great miracles. Oh, God's making me rich. No. We are a royal priesthood. If we're rich in anything, we're rich in the blessings of God. And that should be our priority. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in closing, lest we forget. Amen. Lest we forget. Let's not forget these things. Let's not make this thing by the traditions of the elders, but the Bible said by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Try God on. You'll like him. Amen. Try on miracles and healing. Try on moving and walking in the Spirit. Hey, you'll like it. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the opportunity to come and worship you today, come before you and to speak your word. And God, as this word goes around the world this morning, people in foreign countries and all throughout the United States, here's the word of God today, those that tune in, those that listen. God, I want you to, Lord, let people not forget, God, that they might be miracles wrought in thy name, healing, God. Backsliders might come home, sinners might be saved, and we might have the victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Going out of here on the program today on a little bit of Tom Connect. I love this horn this man plays.